Well, we're back, and this segment of the show is brought to you by ShoreCruise.com, your online cruise superstore, and in part by USA 3000 Airlines, offering low-cost fares from St. Petersburg, Orlando, Fort Myers, and Fort Lauderdale to seven cities. Our cruise guru, Mr. Evan Eggers, president of ShoreCruise.com, is with us and with the latest cruise updates. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, Roy.
It's been a couple of weeks since we chatted with you.
It has. I've been running around like a headless chicken. I'm happy to be back at my desk safely ensconced.
But some interesting things have been happening. For one, it looks like you were on the Crown Princess, were you not?
That's right. The Crown Princess inaugural happened in New York, and I was happy to be able to check the ship out. I always like to check out the new ship, see what's new, what's going on.
And tell us a bit about it.
Well, the Crown Princess is it's kind of a loose sister ship to Caribbean Princess, one of Princess's Grand Class ships. Now, for your listeners who may have traveled on Princess, among all the cruise lines, I'd say the Princess does about the best job with consistency from ship to ship. The look and feel when you're on board, you feel like you're on a Princess ship. It has some of the features that they've really introduced to some acclaim, such as their Movies Under the Stars, which is the huge outdoor movie screen over the midships pool, which is bright, vivid, and sounds fantastic at day or night. And that's a real fun place to sit and watch first-run movies. They make popcorn, they serve soda, so it's really a wonderful, you know, outdoor movie experience, like going to the drive-in.
And why don't you cover some of the activities you were talking about?
Oh, I will. Yeah, there's fun stuff on there. And probably my favorite activity on that ship was sitting around doing nothing, and I'll tell you why. they've added a space on the ship called the Sanctuary, which is all the way forward. It's outside above the spa, and it's an adults-only, just a very high-end outdoor spa environment with very cushy lounge chairs, with water with lemon being served, with two outdoor cabanas where you can get massages, you know, out in the open air. It's a wonderful area, and it's already proven very popular, and I know that Princess is talking about actually charging for admission to it. It's been so popular, they try and figure out just how popular it's going to be.
How much more they can get out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's not so much, I mean, and having spoken to the people on board, I know it's not about making money for them. It's about managing crowds.
Right.
So, you know, they want it to be a quality experience, and they do have an opportunity to expand it somewhat on the ship if they need to. And given its popularity, I know they're already scratching their heads and thinking, well, heck, if it's so popular, maybe we should add it to the other ships. But for adults who, you know, one of the things you do on a cruise ship, especially on a day at sea, is you want to sit around, relax, read a book, and just have a nice, quiet, calm time. And that's what this space is for. There's no pool right there. There are no children running around. It's just quiet, relaxing, and wonderful.
And the Ballroom Blitz is Dancing Under the Stars, is it?
Exactly. Now, for people, when you don't want to sit around and do nothing, there's three activities that Princess has added, all of which are pretty funny in their own right. And as you mentioned, one of those is called Ballroom Blitz, which is, you know, inspired by the Dancing with the Stars TV show. So what happens with Ballroom Blitz is, now, I don't know about you, but I've taken ballroom dancing lessons over and over the years, but I never practiced it. I can't do it. I love trying, but I'm terrible at it.
Right.
Ballroom Blitz on board Princess, you get professional lessons from some of the onboard dance instructors, and then toward the end of the cruise, you actually get to have a dance-off a la Dancing with the Stars to see who retained their lessons best. And then something else they're introducing is something Princess calls Peer Factor, with a P as in Peter, Peer Factor, which is inspired a bit after Fear Factor, although I don't imagine they make you eat nasty food. What you do in Peer Factor is funny. It's a contest on board where they have you do all kinds of activities along the lines of learning how to toss a pizza, learning how to mix a certain cocktail, learning some dance steps from the production show. And then the last night of the cruise, the passengers who have done this do a show themselves in which they can show off all those skills and are judged by the audience to see who's best.
Well, you should be able to do a good job on that. You could have done Cruise News.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I'm sure that's going to be very popular, the kind of, you know, reality show on board. Then the last thing they're doing, they call Bee at Sea, which is a spelling bee. It's a two-day spelling bee for both kids and adults with escalating word difficulty. The competitions are held place in the big theater, and then the finale is actually aired on the Movie Under the Stars TV screen on the outside of the ship. So, you know, they're doing, I like the theme going through all these things, is getting people involved with each other and having fun together, and I love the idea. So.
Well, and it's also great that these cruise lines haven't just become complacent, and that they're continuing to not just only upgrade, but to come up with new and innovative ideas to keep people interested and a different experience, because, you know, so many take repeat cruises, and they're always looking for a little bit something different.
Well, that's right, and it's always nice to have kind of a delightful surprise, something you didn't expect, and that's, you know, certainly someone who's coming on board Princess as a repeat customer will be delightfully surprised by these things they're adding, so it will be a success for them. And this ship, of course, is sailing from New York to the Caribbean on longer itineraries. That's its primary job. 8 and 9 night trips from Manhattan down to the Caribbean.
Now, you had a note about Captain Steubing.
Yeah. Now, for those of your listeners who remember the Love Boat TV show,
right.
Gavin McLeod, Captain Steubing, he was kind of a PR face for Princess for a long time,
yeah.
And he still is. So Captain Steubing, I'm sitting there minding my own business in the atrium, you know, sipping a mojito or something. I look up, and there's Captain Steubing. I couldn't believe it.
How funny is that?
So they still have him participating and having fun and giving speeches and, you know, playing in the inaugural and everything. So it is a lot of fun. And he's a great spokesperson. He's very, very well-spoken. Great spokesperson for the cruise line, and you know he probably has the longest institutional memory of anybody. I mean, he's been working with Princess since the Pacific Princess. What was that? 20 years ago now.
At least, yeah.
But he's telling stories from the original Crown Princess when Sophia Loren was the godmother, and now of course this new Crown Princess Martha Stewart's the godmother. There's some laughing about that. You know, you can imagine, but
exactly. Now, Carnival is joining the onboard cell service, I understand.
And the Carnival is cutting right to the front of the line. Several other cruise lines have experimented with onboard cell service on some of their ships, like Celebrity, Holland, Norwegian. But Carnival this last week announces, hey, we believe in this, we're doing it fleet-wide. Almost fleet-wide, I should say. The older Fantasy-class ships, they are doing it fleet-wide. And so people who have a cell phone from Singular or AT&T or T-Mobile, basically a GSM cell phone, will be able to use their cell phone on board the vessel. And the charges are similar to what you'd experience if you're traveling overseas with your cell phone. So it's not cheap, but it's not expensive either. And it's way less expensive than using a satellite phone on board. And, you know, so there's lots of conversation going on in the industry on whether is this a good thing or a bad thing to have your cell phone work on board. And my perspective on that is, well, whichever way you fall on that line, it's an inevitable thing.
Right. And so the calls will be charged at whatever the international roaming rate is as determined by the carrier, I guess.
Exactly. And because the company that's doing this is actually partially owned by Singular, on some of these cruise lines, Singular customers get a break. So it's not a Singular service, but since they're minority owned by Singular.
Well, and then we all know that it'll get very competitive, and they'll all be playing some kind of coming out with some kind of incentives or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. So, you know, don't leave that cell at home anymore.
Now, just getting back to Carnival, I thought it was interesting that Mickey Arison is taking the Miami Heat's the trophy on a cruise.
Yeah, it stands to reason, since Mickey, of course, is one of the owners of the Miami Heat,
right.
Mickey Arison, the chairman of Carnival Corp. Doesn't it totally make sense that he would try and bring these two things together for mutual profit? So we have this Miami Heat steam cruise coming up with the trophy going on board, and congratulations to them, obviously.
Yeah, apparently the tour kicked off on Sunday, the 25th, where Aronson will display the trophy to guests, officers, and crew on board Carnival Cruise Line's Valor, which is in Miami, as you know, and then it's just going to cruise around the world, I guess, is the plan.
Well, it was actually kind of amusing. I was actually down at Carnival's headquarters in the middle of that playoff series, and the executives were kind of on tenterhooks. They're thinking at that time the series could have gone either way, and they're like, oh, you know, we're meeting with Bob and Mickey tomorrow. Please let the Heat win.
they call him Father Mickey, do they?
Yes.
That's amazing because I knew his father and the brother, which were the two that started it, and he was just a kid. Now, I'm really feeling old now. They call him they're calling him Father Mickey. Tell us about the Dubai investors trying to save the Norway. I wasn't familiar with that.
Yeah, the cruise ship in Norway, of course, had a terrible boiler accident in 2003, and this ship has a very storied history. It was originally the USS France. It was a French national vessel. In May of 1960, at the time, was the longest transatlantic liner, has a tremendous history, and as the Norway, sailing for Norwegian Cruise Line, was very popular and had a very dedicated following. Now, since that tragic boiler accident, the story has changed a dozen times on whether they would fix the ship, whether the ship would be scuttled. Well, the ship actually at this moment is sitting off the coast of India waiting to go into the breaking yard, and at the last minute, a group of investors from Dubai has stepped forward and said what they'd like to do with the ship is something similar to what's happened to the original Queen Mary in Long Beach, California, make it into a conference center and hotel in Dubai. So that negotiation is going on even as we speak. So the Norway, the former USS France, may be snatched back from the jaws of being broken up and actually been given a permanent kind of, you know, a nice home. And so obviously all those of us who follow cruise ship history are hoping that turns out to happen.
You know, it's amazing some of the things they're doing over there, you know, between the new airports, and that it's going to be an incredible incredible experience to just travel to that area.
I agree, and I've never been, and I am just very anxious to go. It's fantastic, the kinds of things they're doing.
There's some just incredible things going on. Now, the Crown ran aground in Bermuda, did it?
It did. This is about, 2 weeks ago now, 3 weeks ago. The Norwegian Crown was just maneuvering around port and ran aground, and we never really got the story of exactly how it happened. Was it a problem with the charts, with the local pilot, or what it was.
Right.
But the Crown was basically sitting on a sandbar all day, just sitting there, like a beached whale.
Yeah, I've seen that happen in St. Thomas.
Yeah, and so they had to wait for high tide to come back around, and once high tide came back around, they were able to get the ship off of there. And a little interesting side note around here is we happened to have one of our senior crew specialists here was going on that ship the following week, so she was following the news with special interest to be sure that future cruises wouldn't be disrupted, and thank goodness they weren't.
Well, you get an extra day in Bermuda.
I have to imagine someone got a demerit for this. I don't know who, but I'm sure someone did.
And then the good news is that the Nordam rescued 22 refugees.
That's right. I mean, this happens with some regularity, as we discussed in the past. The situation this time was...
Yeah, this seems ongoing.
That's right. That's right. Holland America ship Nordam was in the Aegean Sea, and the first thing that notified them there was a problem is the ship's crew, the bridge crew, actually spotted someone floating in the water alive. And so they immediately launched a search and rescue operation, stopped the ship, and in the end they rounded up 22 survivors who were refugees from I don't know where, and collected them and brought them into port where they were treated on board, of course, for any medical issues instead, and brought to shore. But this is the way the law of the sea works, as your listeners may or may not know, is this is expected of ships. If you find a problem or hear of a problem, you go and help solve the problem, and certainly the cruise industry steps up whenever they can with that, and this had a overall happy ending. One person did pass away, but 22 people were rescued, so that's fantastic overall.
Well, that certainly is good news, and boy, it sure is a lucky break. I'd sure like
Absolutely.
To know somebody was fire out there in a raft or just floating around that somebody picked me up. Evan,
somebody, let alone a luxury
liner. A luxury liner. You get a nice hot dinner and a drink. always a pleasure, Evan. Thank you very much for your report, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you very much. Have a great show.
Thanks. Bye for now.
Bye, Roy.
That was Evan Eggers with our cruise updates. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, Ann Martin on Top of the World. So hang in with us.